Sometimes you just can't sleep, and this is one of those nights. So I just want to welcome anyone here that's listening. This is Rise. This is my podcast. Kind of getting a fresh start on things. God just brought me on some pretty incredible journeys lately, and I just really want to share them with you. So welcome, and I hope you stick around for the ride. It's been a while since I've been in the podcast game, so I'm really excited to be back. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Tori Hudson. I am a passionate Christ follower, and I'm also really passionate about mental health and helping others. Fairly recently, my husband and I relocated to Arkansas, and we are doing full-time ministry here with an incredible organization that helps foster kids and supports families in a lot of different ways. So yeah, just a little bit about me. I've been working on my trauma recovery for about 6 years now. Went through some difficult things, and I can share more about that later. But just want to encourage you, if you're listening, that there is hope, that it does get better, and even in that darkest moment, you're not alone. It's really interesting. I feel like God's just spoken to me in so many different ways lately, and I just wanted to share a little story about my most recent journey to Arkansas, here where we're living now. So, here we go. It feels like a lifetime has passed since I really sat down to write or to do a podcast. So much has changed for our family and for me personally. Our family of three moved to Arkansas last fall. I actually have a career now for the first time, and I have the privilege to work with young parents and minister in beautiful ways. It is utterly astonishing how God has brought all the pieces together like this. It's wild to think that the very thing I was dreaming about and praying for is actually happening right now. Just about a year ago, God placed this burning desire on my heart to help young women in crisis, and He gave me a word, Rise, and it became like a mantra for me as I finished college and started praying about what to do next. The word rise and a mountain, those were the things that I just had stuck in my head, and if I had the opportunity to start my own ministry or nonprofit to help women struggling with mental health and connect them to resources, that was going to be how I was going to make my logo. I was so enraptured by that theme, by the idea of looking up to the mountains and seeing God, that He was the one preparing the way and making it possible for me to rise up and persevere. So much so that last July, I actually got a tattoo of a mountain surrounded by flowers with the word Rise written boldly underneath it. So things get a little interesting from there. For starters, I did not start a ministry or a nonprofit, but I trusted God with all of my heart, and He led my family and me to a new home. Hubby and I became relief house parents for Compact Family Ministries in the beautiful state of Arkansas with rolling hills and gorgeous landscapes. And I got to minister to teens hands-on, sharing life, dealing with the hard things and the sweet moments. It was good. It was a beautiful blessing, a place to live, a career, and a passion. But there's just something in my heart that just wasn't settled. And I just prayed, God, why? I thought this is what You had for me, for us. I prayed and I cried and I wondered what to do with my heart and just wouldn't behave and accept this calling. Yeah, it was hard, but it was important and necessary work, and it was richly rewarding in so many ways. I was trying so hard to be content and obedient right where Jesus had placed us, but still I wrestled and I cried, still I wondered, was I even in the right place? Then I have a conversation that completely shifted my line of sight. There was another position in the same ministry that we were already working in that had been open for a few weeks. I'd even looked at the posting online and thought, you know, I'd be good at that. But I didn't even think to actually pursue it then. Maybe I could do something like that in a couple years, I told myself, and quickly dismissed the thought. As relief house parents, there are a lot of moving pieces, and part of me was so scared to rock the boat and shift things around. It was probably better to wait it out. Rob and I had only been doing this for a few months, after all. But one conversation changed that. In a moment, in a single instant, that maybe one day passing thought became a, you know, maybe I could apply. And then suddenly, it was a, I could really do this. I'm applying today. Just a couple months later, here I am, and I don't think my heart has ever been so full in regards to the call Jesus has on my life. As a part of my new position, I am getting to meet vulnerable young women and men who are struggling with all sorts of things. I get to come into their homes and teach them an array of basic life skills so that they can be the best parents they can possibly be. And sometimes I even get to share the gospel, pray with them, and hear the hurts they carry on in their hearts. I get to be a non-judgmental listening ear and support them in their life journeys. I get to connect them to community resources and offer direction when appropriate. You guys, a year ago, God whispered into my heart, be willing to help the hurting and broken. Be willing to meet them right where they are. He gave me the word rise and the image of a mountain. And now I drive on winding mountain roads every day to my clients. And I am helping to reach young parents, to rise up out of their circumstances. I get to go into the trenches and meet these young moms and dads and walk alongside them as they work to better their lives. I truly love the relationship building that I get to do. That's absolutely my favorite part of my job. I actually get paid to do one of my favorite things. God's plan is so beautifully, intricately woven. It's funny, I look back over my original notes about that mental health ministry that I wanted to start a year ago, and I'll tell you how big my God is. One of my goals was to help teach mental health first aid so that family members and friends can help their loved ones in crisis. You want to know something crazy? A few weeks ago, I actually started an online course through Light University, which is run by the American Association of Christian Counselors, to become a certified mental health coach first responder. Like, what? Y'all, I am taking classes about how to help during mental health crises. I am literally walking out that dream, and the craziest part, I did not even remember writing about it in my brainstorming notebook until I went back today to look at it. Like, God is so sovereign and so on top of it and just weaving everything together. He's on the move, y'all, and I am so excited to share more of what God is doing in my life. And I'm hoping that I can share more on this podcast on a more frequently basis. So just stay tuned and just know that Jesus is alive and he is not finished with me or with you yet.